Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2-Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab it, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to do. Everything free to download and see. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived up, it's we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder masking music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it
up
forever, bitch, we coming in strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 638. You know what I'm saying? We got a return guest this show. We always like having him on. We got Don Blanco. He's got a brand new EP out right now. You know what I'm saying? A Day and a Night. Let's bring him on and chop it up about it, you know what I'm saying, and see what's been up with him since last time we spoke. Don, how you doing, brother?
Hey,
I think I meant a night and a day, or is it a day and a night? Did I get it wrong?
It's a day and a night. You said it right.
All right. Bet. Definitely. How you been, fam?
Man, I've been pretty well, man. Just working, you know, being busy, being creative. Making things happen. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Just continuing knocking out shows and, you know, getting to talk to people like yourself and hear the dope music that you're dropping, which the EP, phenomenal. I got to check it out. It was actually hard to pick out a couple tracks to play tonight because I don't want to give them the whole thing. I want them to go out and buy it. Where can they get it? Is it available online everywhere?
Yeah, it's available online on all your favorite music sites, you know, iTunes, Tidal, Spotify, everywhere you can think of, it's there. And we got hard copies also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a must. Hell yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you know what I'm saying, one of the songs that I didn't pick because it's a video. I want them to go check out the video. It's Clipper Money. That's the first song I actually heard before I checked out the EP because I saw the video. And, yeah, real dope concept, man. Why don't you break that down for the listeners, bro?
Well, thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Actually, Clipper Money is a brand that my buddy, who's my barber brother, Clipper Money Al. He's Al L. Barber on Instagram. He started the Clipper Money concept and brought me on. And basically, what it's about, it's like for both barbers and people who like really enjoy the barbering experience, going and getting their hair cut. And we decided we should make a song about it, too, just to kind of represent the brand. You know, we've been doing T-shirts and hats, and we actually have the Clipper Money, it's at Clipper Money on Instagram, so we're building that up. But the song is just basically about how barbers, you know, when they're working and, you know, they're passionate about their job, you know, that's what they're doing. They're getting Clipper Money. And then the other aspect of it is if you're a person who goes to the barbershop and gets cut up or gets a shave, you know, it's like a relaxing thing for guys because, you know, typically, we don't take care of ourselves. We don't go and get pedicures and manicures and all that, but we go to the barber shop. So when you come out of there feeling all good, you know, you feel like money. You feel like Clipper money. So, you know, we decided to make a song about it, and that's what came out. My boy, who's also my barber brother, T-Town T, came up with the beat, and we just went into the lab and knocked it down. Demo recorded it.
Yeah, and the, like I said, the concept was great because, I mean, it's real life for you guys. You do this on a day-to-day basis, man. How did you become a barber?
You know, actually, man, I spent like 15 years in a banking career, and I absolutely hated it. And one day I just said, what kind of job could I do other than, you know, the music stuff that I just really love? And I've been cutting hair as a hobby since I'm like 12 or 13 years old. So I went down, I talked to the school, found out how much tuition was, put in my two-week notice, bam, started going to school to be a barber.
Wow.
And that rest is history, yeah. It's been like 4 or 5 years now, man.
Congratulations, man. A lot of people, you know, they, like you said, they're sick of their job. And a lot of people just, you know, they don't go for change, and they just stay disgusted and upset and miserable, you know what I'm saying? So I commend you for going out after your dreams, you know what I'm saying? Not just with barbering, but also as a rapper, too, you know what I'm saying? And to see this, you combine the two together with this track and video. It's dope.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man, it's good to see that, man. Like original concepts, you know. I never saw anybody rapping about the barbershop like that before. I mean, you know what I'm saying, from a barber's perspective, anyway. So that was real dope, you know, Clipper Money, you know what I'm saying, that definitely, you know, it captures the essence of hip hop too, because people go in the barbershops. For years, there was selling murder dogs up in there, selling CDs up in there. Do you guys do that as well? Do you guys sell music in there?
Absolutely. If the people take a look at the video, you'll see like a clip that Emo got, because you know he shot the video, and it has like we're at my actual station where I cut hair at, and there's like a little section where I have CDs set up. And it says,
oh yeah, Mature Hip Hop was it? Sure, right. Yep.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in there.
Hell yeah! So it's on deck, ready to go. You know.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, barbershops. A lot of great conversation happens in the barbershops. You know. And you do that every day. Shout out to the homeboy, you know I'm saying, Kingpin Gator out of Gulfport, Mississippi. He's got a barbershop down there too. And it's the same thing, man. He's talking about the barber life, man. Just people coming in and, you know, telling good stories. You know, like you said, man, taking time off, you know. Now that you've been doing this for 5 years now, how is it, you know what I'm saying, how do you combine it with the hip-hop, man? Is it harder now for you to record, or, you know what I'm saying, or is it easier for you to record now?
It's actually, I don't know, it's harder in some ways and it's easier in some ways, because I get to make my own hours. So in some aspects, you know, being an entrepreneur, making your own hours, you know, completely dependent on whatever clientele you have. I'm here more often than I would be at like a 9-to-5. But on the other end, I can just say, hey, I'm taking a whole day off to record today. Usually that's what I do. I get down there to Amplify it on Tuesdays, you know, knock out a song or two, and then, you know, the 5 days a week at the barbershop, and then one day, you know, kicking it with the fam.
Yeah, just finding balance. Yeah, definitely.
You know it.
You know, so this, you know, you've been dropping a lot of music consistently over the years, you know, Pace Style, Emo and everything, and, you know, Mr. G's dropping music, you know what I'm saying? The whole squad seems to be putting out a lot of hits, man. Do you guys ever plan on doing maybe like a Pace style type group project? That's something you guys thought of?
Yeah, actually, we got one going in the works right now, so we'll be ready to talk about that soon. But we're probably about 4 or 5 songs into that, you know, just working, man, constantly doing stuff. We got like a little cypher we're putting together. That would be a nice little surprise. We'll just hit everybody with that out of nowhere. So, yeah, we're definitely going to make some kind of, you know, Pace style amplified compilation thing. Emo is always hard at work at something. We're a couple songs into that for sure.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. People definitely going to be looking forward to that. And another thing I really like about you guys and respect about you guys is you give back to the community. You guys mentor children, you know, that have an ear for talent themselves and want to come in and try to do what you guys do. And man, that's vital in every community. How important is that for you to continue to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually part of our mission statement for Amplified, man. We want to provide low-cost recording for everyone, but with a special emphasis on helping out youth who don't have access to be able to record and that sort of thing. So every year for our anniversary, we just had our third-year anniversary, what we'll do is have a little contest because, you know, we can't provide stuff for the entire community, but what we'll do is have a little contest for the youth, and we'll give away a scholarship, which is like, you know, a $500 to $1,000 value. Well, we'll have one lucky kid will come in, record a song. We'll do his recording, mixing, mastering, his artwork for a single. We'll help him put his music out in online, record a music video for him, and then just like really let them get that educational behind the scenes feel for what it's like to actually record your music. And we do it all for free. You know, it's just something that we want to do to give back and to provide a platform for children or youth who really can't afford to, you know, go down to the studio and record some stuff where their parents can't afford to do it. So that's just one thing we've been doing for the last couple of years, just to, you know, show that Amplified is about, you know, community and about helping the youth out with their music, and it just gives them a creative outlet, you know.
Yeah, and I really commend you guys for that because, like I said, you know, not many people have that available to them, you know, in their community. So, man, big shout out to you for doing that. Let's go to one of these bangers. This off the, A Day and a Night EP. The first one I picked was Day Thinking. Man, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about this one?
Okay, this is a song where I actually came into the studio and rapped a cappella just over like a quick drum beat and told Emo, do what you want on the beat, man, but I want a dope Emo beat with this. And I just kind of talk about the things that I think about when I'm rolling around town, just different stuff that's on my mind. And, you know, at first I was thinking about calling it Daydreaming, but it's not really a dream. It's just more like stuff I think about, random things that pop into my head, and I call it Day Thinking, man.
Hell yeah. We'll be right back with Don Blanco. Don't go nowhere.
My day, I always think about this. How come they taught us math, but not to stack up chips? They let us play and laugh, but live in ignorant bliss, never bringing up the fact that we was up in the trenches. Mrs. Carr used to say, stay on task. She made sure we always brought what we needed to class, and she taught what we thought we all needed to know, but it wasn't a lot. When I look at the past, I proceeded to go throughout my whole education, along with the flow, just kind of taking up spaces, making mistakes. mistakes and ended up in the office. They said at this pace, you'll be in the coffin. I got that feedback off and I figured I was the problem. They looked at me funny, one of them called me a dummy and had a laugh in the tummy because I look super bummy. I just remember that now, that teacher was so damn fat. I can't call it daydreaming cause it's more than a dream. More like the thoughts I have on routine. Things I think about when I do me. I call it day thinking, this is what I see. I think about the educators that I know now. The way they cater to the youth that makes me so proud. I know some gangsters who never made it out. They teaching ball and baby, that's what they about. Not for the clout, for the wins, without a doubt for the kids. They devout like it's religion and atonement for sins. I see them getting it in, they reaching hearts and minds. In a passionate way, no child left behind. Not like Bush used to say, enthusiastic play. Some of them don't get paid, but still get it in trade. There's still some people like that, they want to give something back. The people I know who's doing that is all black. It's rare in this day, people give of their time. Ain't only out for themselves, like give me my mind. When more of us like that, then the light shine. I be thinking that's tight when I see my kind. I can't call it daydreaming cause it's more than a dream. More like the thoughts I have on routine. Things I think about when I do me. I call it day thinking, this is what I see. I can't call it daydreaming cause it's more than a dream. More like the thoughts I have on routine. Things I think about when I do me. I call it day thinking, this is what I see.
We got to play that again in the background because that motherfucker's on hit. Not only lyrical,
right,
but, man, Emo killed that beat, man. That
right.
is just,
He put his signature on it, man. Thank you so much, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you guys really, really knocked. I mean, that's real hip-hop, you know. Cats that are listening to the show, you know what I'm saying, that... if you're not used to that, if all you're hearing is the crap on the radio, the mumble rap, or nah, man, this is what hip hop is supposed to sound like. And that's just a small taste. Now you've put out, a lot of projects over the years. You know, where does this new one rank amongst the others? Is it something different, would you say, or is it, you know, something along the same line of what you've been doing?
Well. On the previous ones, I feel like I was just kind of getting my feet wet a little bit, just kind of giving people a feel of what I was doing. You know, I've done a couple of tapes using other people's beats and that sort of thing, just trying to build my buzz up enough to put out my album, What's a Better Man, that I've been kind of sitting on for a while. So I've been just trying to, let people kind of get to know who I am. So a lot of those songs, you know, they're artistic and they're what I can do. But this one, it was just going to be a little bit more professional, you know, something for iTunes, something to really put myself out there, to really get people ready for the stuff that I have forward, you know, all exclusive beats, you know, not like stuff that I just kind of either took from the internet or used beats from popular artists that already put them out and that sort of thing. Just all original. So in that way, it's kind of new. It's something new for them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you keep elevating as an artist, and that's the dope thing right there as well. You know, you and Emo have been working together for some years now, man. What's the chemistry like with you guys when you guys are in the lab?
The best way I can explain it is automatic, man. Like, you know, it's funny. Every session, it's like we say at some point, like, bro, I was thinking the exact same thing. You know what I mean? And I think it's just because we're from the same era. Even though we didn't grow up together, you can tell we kind of had, like, similar upbringing, you know, similar political views, similar views on music. You know, like we just click. We're around the same age. You know, like so everything just kind of clicks. We're just automatic, man. It's just chemistry. I mean, that's how it happened from the gate. It's like we worked together one time. And, like, after that, I was like, bro, how can I get on your label? Like, you know, I've tried to do this with you, you know? And it's just been on ever since.
Man, that's what it is right there, man. You know, and you work well with all the other artists on the label as well. You know, Mr. G, everybody, you know. And I'm glad to hear that you guys got that project coming out together. What about like a Pace Style Amplified tour? You guys plan on hitting the road?
Yeah, we definitely need to get that going like ASAP because we have people all around the country, basically, you know, Kansas, Philadelphia, you know, New York, people, they're fans everywhere who really want us to come out and see them, but it's just been a matter of getting the funding right, and you know, making sure that when we go out there, we can sustain ourselves, and you know, send a little money back home to take care of the kids and you know the family. So we'll put that together.
It makes sense.
It'll happen.
It's worth
sooner than
for
later.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. There's people all over the place that like you guys. That's the good thing about social media is you're able to connect with people everywhere, you know, which artists didn't really have that back in the day, you know, it's accessible now. So you can connect with people. But I keep seeing you guys growing, man, because I'll tell you why. Number one, you guys, hard work is something that you guys don't shy away from. You guys are not afraid to work real hard. And you got passion for what you do, but also it's consistency. You know, I see a lot of guys, man, they'll drop a single or two or a video, you know, or an album, and then they just fade away. You won't hear about them for years, you know, and then they come back out expecting to be where they were. It doesn't work like that. You got to be consistent, you know, and that's what you guys are doing a great job of.
Well, I appreciate that, man. People will forget you nowadays.
Real talk.
Everybody's out there, you know? There's a lot of people trying to do what we do.
And it's not easy. It's, you know, you're going to have good moments, highs, lows, you know. But when you're consistent, you know, you're ready at all times for the opportunities that arise. I mean, if not, those are just going to pass you by. And I know you guys, man, you guys are ready. You know, seasoned veterans in the game. I mean, you know, putting out good, high-quality music, too. And that's another thing that's very important. A lot of guys, man, all they care about is just throwing something on SoundCloud and getting a few likes on social media. That's it. You know, you guys are professional with it. You put it out for sale. And if it's a mixtape, you make sure you got physical copies, posters, you know what I'm saying? I saw you had some posters made up. How can the fans get a poster?
You know what? They can just reach out to me on any of my social media sites. You know, I'm at Don Blanco @DonBlanco73 on both the Instagram and the Snapchat. I'm on Facebook under Don Blanco, and the thing that we're doing with the posters is if someone shows us proof that they downloaded it or they get a hard copy, we're shooting them a poster, you know, just for the free. We got a couple stickers, so we're just trying to, you know, get a few things out there, you know, and make the fans happy. If they want a little extra, we got it for them.
That's dope, man. You know, people, you know, they really appreciate the extra stuff, you know, and that's how you win over fans, too, in the long run. You want people that are going to come out every time you drop versus, you know what I'm saying, people that just, you know, they don't really care about you. But you show them that you give a shit about them, that means something to the fans. You know?
Yeah, we try to do that, man. And I appreciate what you say about us trying to really put forward our best foot when it comes to being professional and putting out professional quality stuff. I think that we kind of live in a microwave type of generation now, where, you know, everybody wants instant gratification, you know, but if you throw a Hot Pocket in the microwave, you know, it may be done in a minute, but that's not going to be like a good meal that you throw on the stove and put in the oven and all that. So we try to take that approach versus, you know, just get it done right away and put it out. You know, it's not going to be the same quality. It's not going to be as tasty as if you, you know, really put your foot in it, like someone's grandma or something. So I appreciate you mentioning that, bro. We really work hard at trying to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys definitely, you know what I'm saying, definitely got it down pat. And I believe, you know what I'm saying, other cats can learn from you guys, too. There's a lot of legends that come out of Sacramento. I mean, you're talking X-Rated, Sebo, Brother Lynch, obviously, you know, just to name a few, you know, Six, now Little Six is there. It's just brewing with talent, man. What's it like to come up in Sacramento as far as the hip-hop game is concerned with all those legends?
You know, back in the day, because I'm from that era, those guys, I used to see those guys, like, at Kennedy High School, at Burbank, you know, it was a lot of, like, battle rapping back then. So I would run into those guys, and they were, like, schoolyard legends, you know, like Brother Lynch would be out there doing flips with his homies. And, you know, I never really met those guys personally, but I knew a lot of people who knew them. So I'd see them guys, and I'd be like, yeah, man, I'm trying to be like that. I want to be like those guys. They got their flows down. Those dudes are dope, you know. And I kind of aspired to do that back then. But I never really had access to studios and that sort of thing. So that's always been a thing why I always wanted to reach out to the youth also, because, you know, my personal experience like that. But, you know, all those guys are legendary now, you know, known all over the world, you know, catalogs from here to there, you know, and I look up to those guys a lot. One day, hopefully I'll get to meet them in person, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, you got to come up in that era, you know, and see for yourself. And all those guys, the dope thing about it, all those guys I mentioned, you know, with the exception of Six, you know what I'm saying, he's locked down, but his son's holding it down for him. But all those guys are still doing it to this day, you know, and that's the dope thing about it. I mean, Sacramento's full of talent, you know. And they got to mention Emo in that same breath as those other guys, too. He's been doing it for many years as well. He worked with a lot of those guys, too, especially Lynch. So,
without a doubt.
You know, a lot of history.
I say
right
that
there.
All the time. They gotta mention Emo when they mention all the Sacramento legendary artists. That's serious. I agree.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Let's go to another track, Don, then we'll come back and chop it up a little bit, and then I wanna give you the floor. But the next track off of Day and the Night that we got is Gotta Be Worth It. It's another banger. You know, like I said, it was hard to choose, man, too. You know what I'm saying? It was hard to pick just two of them. But I think I picked two good ones, man. Tell everybody about this one.
This one is actually produced by a kid by the name of Razor. He's a young guy who, you know, went to school for production. And I actually cut his hair. And, you know, him being my client, we talk about music. And, you know, I found out he was a producer. And I said, we ought to work on some stuff. So he came up with this beat. I came up with the concept, took it to the studio. Emo ate me up on his verse. But I said, you know what, I'm just going to keep my verse the way it is. He came super hard on it. And this is what we came up with. Got to be worth it. Just talking about our moves today, like, going through this and going through that, we have to make moves that are actually worth our time, supports our effort because, you know, life is short and, you know, we're not into wasting time or energy on, you know, the BS. So that's the concept of this one.
Definitely, definitely. It has got to be worth it for day and a night. But Don Blanco will be right back.
Reality shows, it seems they rip from the script down to the cars and the clothes. They get nipped in the hit, but jobs to match with the Jones. I guess they wanna be different, but they ain't never alone. You can't be independent when you a following clone. I hate to sound so dismissive, but it's an ongoing tone. They wishing for stardom, but only in it to shine. No talent to give them, it's contradiction at times. I come with flows and some rhymes. These cats be posted with rhinestones. Play with they nose, mine's gone. I be like shine on. Don't waste my time, though, fake clicking and clacking. Hitting my line, don't wanna make nothing happen. Slick acting like it's his, but you only trying to kick it. Off the rip, I ain't with it. We out here trying to build a ticket. Hit a lick in the industry, we deserve it. And anything I do now gotta be worth it. Didn't have much, I'm beating up the mind. But we don't have much, so don't waste each other's time. We can have a talk, G, you can inbox me. I can slow it down, it ain't no way that you gon' stop me. Not to be a jerk, don't get your feelings hurt. I'm always down to talk, then I gotta get to work. Ain't nobody fault, and I know I ain't perfect. Everything I do now gotta be worth it.
Me, then it better be about getting dough in this industry. Cause it ain't a game when I do my thing. Keep doing this till they know my name. It's pay style and we amplify. Don't try cause you can't divide. Me and mines, we push the line every day and all the time. D-Dub, Mr. G, DB and Mac 17, Illa J, Q Allens, we on our way. Gotta see the green, F-O-N, Money T, UGS till I'm dead and gone. My team won't never quit. We stuck in this and can't leave it alone. See, nowadays they waste time. Cause I'm getting mines. All my life I've been bro. That's why I stay on the grind. Multiply my dividends. Stack it up till I see the end. Once again, don't hit me up if you ain't down to go get it in. I ain't talking about no drive-bys. We don't pull guns to get busy. We hit the booth and then push it hard till they ask about who is he. That B-E dash and Mo-E. Doing this shit since 93. When they speak, they say OG. While I be smoking on this tree.
Didn't have much, I never mind. But we don't have much, so don't waste each other's time. You can have a talk, G. You can inbox me. I can flow it now, it ain't no way that you gon' stop me. Not to be a jerk, don't get your feelings hurt. I'm always down to talk, then I gotta get to work. Ain't nobody's fault, and I know I ain't perfect. Everything I do now gotta be worth it. Everything I do now gotta be worth it. Everything I do now gotta be worth it.
Everything I do now gotta be worth it, most definitely. Time is of the essence, man. Perfect, perfect track.
Yes.
What a great message. You know, a lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, in the hip-hop game, they're not serious with it. Like, you'll see, you know, dudes, they got talent, but they fuck around too much, you know. They
That's so true, bro.
You know, and that song definitely, definitely captures the essence, man. Don't waste our time. But the EP, you know what I'm saying, is available everywhere right now, A Day and a Night. It's physical copies online as well. How can cats, you know what I'm saying, get a hold of physical copies?
Physical copies, just DM either myself or Emo on any of our social media sites. Also, they can jump over to our website, www.paystylemusic.com, and we can get them out to you, man. And, you know, it's just an EP, so, you know, 7 songs, so we're not trying to hit anyone over the head with the prices. We're just charging, you know, $5, $7 ships, maybe a little more for international, but, you know, we'll make it worth our while. We're always trying to throw a little extra in there, maybe an extra CD, maybe a poster, maybe some stickers. You know, we'll take care of them. They'll feel like they got their money's worth, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, as far as the production, I know Emo did some production as well. Who else did the production on the album?
I got a couple tracks from Underground Staple, Money T. She's from L.A., but she's been in Sacramento for quite some time. She did some production for me. She did a couple good tracks on there for me. Also, we got some T-Town Seeds. He did a couple tracks with me. That's another one of my barber brothers. He did the track for Clipper Money and another one of the later singles that we're going to have called Swing. And I did one of the tracks on there. And, of course,
you did?
Know, OG Emo. Yeah, I did one of the tracks on there for this one, too. I dibble and dabble a little bit on the production side. So I just wanted to put a little bit of my work on this too.
Hell yeah, man. When did you get involved in production? Like, how long have you been doing it?
Oh, man, I've been actually producing beats for probably 10, 15 years now, man. But my main focus is you know, on the MC side of it, you know, doing the rapping and that, but I've been producing for a while, man. So I mean, I'll throw a beat here and there. I plan on doing a couple beats for Mac 17 on his new one. You know, I got a couple beats on some of my other projects out there. But usually I just put one or two on there. You know, so like I prefer to rap over other people's beats.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, it's dope to see your versatility, though. You know, a lot of cats, you know what I'm saying, they're either rapping or they're producing, man. To be able to do both, that's a good thing. But you just feel more comfortable doing the rhymes, huh?
I do. But then, you know, being around Emo, you know, he's such an inspiration. Like, I'll see how much he's doing. Like, this guy's producing, this guy's recording, he's rapping, he's mixing, he's mastering, he's making videos, he's doing all these things. I'm like, man, I better stop being lazy. Yeah, I know I can rap, but that's all I'm doing. Like, I can do a little production too, you know. So, I was like, let me throw a few beats around here too, just so I don't feel so lazy sitting next to this guy doing all the work all the time.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, you guys all play your parts well, you know, and that's part of having a good team. You got to have people that know what to do and when to do it versus a bunch of people running around like chickens with their heads cut off, you know. So,
right.
You know, props to everybody, man, at Pace Style Amplify, man. Much love to all y'all, you know what I'm saying. Keep doing what you're doing. Don Blanco, thank you again for coming on the show. It's always an honor, you know what I'm saying. Before we get out of here, though, I want to give you the floor, but I do want to ask you this last question, too. What's in the future? We know you guys got a group project, but what about you? Is this EP like kind of a prequel to an album, maybe?
Well, we'll see what happens, but, you know, right before this one, Emo and I put out the Mature Hip Hop mixtape.
Classic.
What a lot of people don't know is that we also have a Mature Hip Hop album. We got a lot of songs on there. We're thinking about doing a double disc. So
wow.
Maybe that'll come next. Maybe the album will come next. We're hoping to have some, not hoping. We know we're going to have some pretty good success on this project. And looking forward to this catapulting, you know, Amplified and Pay Style into the forefront and really, you know, getting a lot more recognition for E and putting our stuff out there. So, you know, we got a lot in the pocket for when the time comes to put a lot out there. It's just we've been kind of holding our cards close to our vest and, you know, putting a little out there, seeing how it's doing. But this time, I think some good things are going to happen. And then, you know, we got albums in the cut. Emo and I got an album together. I have an album recorded. I'm writing another album as we speak. So we'll see what goes next. But best believe, with Pay Style, we always work it. We always got something ready for you.
Sounds like you guys, you know what I'm saying, just got a bunch of shit in the vault as well. You have a lot of, like when you do a project like this, are there any tracks that don't make the cut that you put away?
Well, for this one, actually, since I had the concept of a day and a night together, I knew exactly kind of where I wanted to go, you know, from morning to the middle of the day to the evening and then tonight. So I kind of knew where I was going to go with this, but then I didn't really have enough features, and I really wanted to get the music family on there. So I decided to throw the track where I did the beat at the end and bring on some of our people. You know, actually got some of the producers rapping on there, Money T, who you know did a couple productions on the project. You know, got Mac 17 on there. EP4 The Wise Man, Q Allen, just threw a couple people on there just to get the music family involved and give you guys a taste of, you know, some of the other stuff that we got in the vault, because, you know, the whole crew was working, man. You know, Mr. G, he just put out a new single. Mac 17 has a project coming. Ella J, you know, we're introducing her. She's on the team. She's moving. She just put out the Rain mixtape. So everybody has something out right now. Everybody has something going. And like I said, the people can jump on paystylemusic.com and get the hooks to all of our personal sites on there and just slap the music, man. It's like decent music that I think people will like. And above all, real hip-hop. You know, that's where we're trying to take it. No mumbling, no, you know, being quiet on the mic. We're really trying to come with it.
Yeah, and you guys are doing a great job. I commend all you. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pay Style Amplified. Everybody make sure to get the Don Blanco EP, A Day and a Night, available right now. Like I said, it's available digitally and physically. So, you know, man, just support these brothers. Don, thank you so much. Before we get out of here, though, man, give them all your social media so they can get at you for verses and book you guys for some shows.
Yes, sir. I'm at DonBlanco73 for the Instagram and the Snapchat. That's just all one word, DonBlanco73. Facebook, Don Blanco, the website, paystylemusic.com. And we appreciate everyone who listens. Big shout out to you. Big shout out to UGS for life. We really appreciate being a part of the Murder Master Music Show, man. It's an honor and a pleasure. I appreciate it very much, bro.
Thank you, man. And as always, it's a huge honor, and we look forward to having you on again soon in the future. We're gonna give him another one of these bangers. One more time, you know, Day Thinking as we get out of here. Make sure to get that, A Day and a Night, Don Blanco. It's Murder Master Music Show. We out.
I always think about this. How come they taught us math, but not to stack up chips? They let us play and laugh, but live in ignorant bliss, never bringing up the fact that we was up in the trenches. This is car used to say.
stay on task. She made sure we always brought what we needed to class, and she taught what we thought we all needed to know. But it wasn't a lot. When I look at the past, I proceeded to go throughout my whole education, along with the flow, just kind of taking up spaces, making mistakes, and ended up in the office. They said at this pace, you'll be in the coffin. I got that feedback off, and I figured I was the problem. They looked at me funny, one of them called me a dummy, and had a laugh from the tummy because I look super bummy. I just remember that now. That teacher was so damn fat. I can't call it daydreaming because it's more than a dream. More like the thoughts I have on routine. Things I think about when I do me. I call it day thinking, this is what I see. I think about the educators that I know now, the way they cater to the youth that makes me so proud. I know some gangsters who never made it out. They teaching ball and baby, that's what they about. Not for the clout, for the wins, without a doubt for the kids. They devout like it's religion and atonement for sins. I see them getting it in, they reaching hearts and the minds. In a passionate way, no child left behind. Not like Bush used to say, enthusiastic play. Some of them don't get paid, but still get it in trade. There's still some people like that, they want to get something back. The people I know who's doing that is all black. It's rare in this day, people give of their time. Ain't only out for themselves, like give me my mind. When more of us like that, then the light shine. I be thinking that's tight when I see my kind. I can't call it daydreaming because it's more than a dream. More like the thoughts I have on routine. Things I think about when I do me. I call it day thinking, this is what I see. I can't call it daydreaming because it's more than a dream. More like the thoughts I have on routine. Things I think about when I do me. I call it day thinking, this is what I see.